see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. I'm back again. This is live on this end of May. Family, welcome. My name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this program today. And I've been gone for about a week or so, and I had a 24-hour loop of my broadcast archived. Today, no. Today is live. And this morning, I was on a broadcast, Jesus in the Morning, from 7 to 9 on Blog Talk. I was a guest on a show, and we're going to talk about not exactly the same thing, but we are going to cover another aspect of veteran suicides. Somebody needs to know what's going on. And the VA scandal I want to talk about today. And I'm going to throw something at you that's going to be a different, it's going to be completely different than what you're going to hear anywhere in the United States. I can just about guarantee it. Because nobody's talking about the real problem. They're talking about veteran suicides. They're talking about programs they're going to come up with. They're going to talk about psychotropic drugs, nasal spray, antidepressants, and who knows what else. You got this Paul Rykoff that's a member of, or founding member of this group for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, but he is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That's a major problem. Major problem. Someone should inform him that the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations, is the Illuminati at the highest level. They conduct the wars and they make sure our young soldiers die because of wars. I can't get more exact than that. And it really ticks me off as a former Marine that people don't stand up and have the courage to face the actual enemy. And that is the Council of Foreign Relations. And the Joint Chief of Staff, they're convinced that the New World Order has more strength and power than the God that they supposedly serve when they go to Catholic Mass or a Baptist or a Presbyterian or whatever Mass. They go to, I guess, commune with God in these churches, and they don't have any clue who God is. They have no idea. Because if they did, they would pull out of the Council of Foreign Relations. They would refuse to brief them on anything, not even how to brush their teeth. I wouldn't even go over to visit. If I was a general, I'd cut all connection with any Council of Foreign Relations member and get away from Lucifer. And this is by evidence that they are part of the Luciferian agenda that's been going on since 1921. When is somebody going to get some kind of backbone to speak out and speak up? Do the research on it, if you don't know, general. And put away your golf clubs and whatever else you do to kiss somebody's butt. And get with the program. The program is they're killing our soldiers. You see, I got a problem with that. You see, I got a serious problem with that. As a matter of fact, in planned entry to World War II, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a second, shortly. But it's obvious that unpatriotic capitalists schemed and orchestrated world events that suits their own purposes, even back as far as World War II and World War I. And Chicago Tribune wrote, and I quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations are persons of much more than average influence in their community. They've used their prestige, that their wealth, their social position, and their education have given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war." And that was World War II, from the reference of this article that I have, you'll find it, Chicago Tribune editorial, December the 9th, 1950, Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, page 92. Family, it's time to get real with what's going on. And this is what's going on. Those suicides are being orchestrated. It's not just post-traumatic stress at all. That may be part of it, but they're being orchestrated and planned. Our troops are being targeted. It's not just individual suicide attempts, you see. Well, this Paul Rykoff is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. For goodness sakes, this is insanity. Total insanity. If you say, well, he's innocent, well, then he better get off his butt and start finding out that he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And get out of there. Quote, Chicago Tribune, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations," I'm going to say it again, "should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war." Unquote. Now, during that period of time, 1950s, the Chicago Tribune published some very revealing articles before they were hammered down on and were stopped. That began in Vietnam. They controlled it. And they started cutting down. You see, there's an editor furnished to every major newspaper, 25 and above, major newspapers in the United States, that has a furnished editor in each one that controls everything put out to the public. And it's controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. It's controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, according to congressional records, since 1921. The Illuminati controls your free press. Oh, I'm sorry, I misquoted. The Council of Foreign Relations controls your unfree press. It's not free at all. The Rockefellers took over 1921. According to congressional records, J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers with other investors in 1915, and from 1915 to 1921, assigned an editor for each paper, and has been persistent till today. Until today, you understand. And Cheney, Bush, Clinton, Carter, the whole lot of them wear the robes of Luciferian priestess and priests. Total evil beyond your imagination. It goes beyond politics, way beyond. Politics was never created to be a career. Politics was created to control and to present ideas that all of them are nefarious. Now, these are facts I'm telling you, not speculation or the ranting of some crazy radio announcer here, programmer. That be me. I'm a former U.S. Marine, and I'm getting tired of these people trying to placate the American public. Somebody's got to do something to raise the awareness. Now, this VA scandal is nothing but plausible deniability. They're blaming it on psychiatrists and these talk shows and some of these other places. They're blaming it on the VA scandal. And recently they had a Shinseki, he resigned. Well, he resigned on order. He resigned as part of this play. He'll be given a nice little settlement. This is part of their play. So they think when he resigns, it's going to get better. No, they're going to target our veterans even more so. This is a play. It's plausible deniability is all this is. These are just throwaways. The real enemy is, in fact, the Jesuits, the Italian and German Illuminati families, a royalty, Freemasons, and the Knights of Columbus, the Knights of Malta, the secret societies that JFK talked about, the fake Jews in Israel today, the tribe of Dan, linked up to Queen Elizabeth II and all these other royal bloodline families, evil to the absolute core. That's the enemy. As a matter of fact, my warning is to the Freemasons, and a friendly warning. It's not otherwise, because they're deceived by even their own brotherhood. The Great White Brotherhood, as they're called, has nothing to do with skin color either. The color vibrational. You have Black Brotherhood, the Red Brotherhood, and the White Brotherhood. And the Great White Brotherhood of the Illuminati hierarchy, they are, in fact, going to execute every Freemason, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, secret society members, not part of the original bloodline families. They will die, according to Protocols, chapter 15. It will happen. That's a promise. They will not let them live. Once they've used them up, they will kill them. Every single one of them is documented. You got to get out of the Freemasons. You got to get out of these secret societies. You see, because they will target you. It is documented. I feel an urgency coming upon me to sound the alarm, even more so now than ever. And I will do so until I can't do it anymore, until something else happens. I don't know. But I'm dead serious about this. And if you look at the research, if you search it out yourself, you will find everything I'm telling you is true. I'm going to give you evidence today. I'm going to talk about it. And I'm just going to start throwing things at you today. It's Friday, and I'm going to keep doing it next week. And I'm going to just connect the dots for as long as I can. Because, family, something's coming. Something is down the pike. And I don't know the time frame. Actually, I don't think they do either. You see, because God is in control. This is a supernatural agenda, as evidence confirms from statements and quotations. And they know it because they worship Lucifer. This is what they do at Bohemian Grove, where Reagan and Nixon attended, where all your CEOs attend, all your politicians as part of this attend. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Nixon, Reagan, all of them attended Bohemian Grove. Family, this is total evil. There should be a demand that they resign when it was discovered they attended these meetings. There should be a completely petition demanding their resignation for attending this Luciferian agenda and Luciferian get-together. But no, people don't know. And no, Alex Jones did not sneak in. He's part of the agenda because they put controlled opposition inside the media, alternative news, to reveal to you 80% truth, and they deceive 20% to redirect you from another direction, blaming it on the bankers. It's not the bankers. The bankers are shoeshine boys. That's all they are. A dime a dozen. Bernanke, he's nothing, man. Holder, oh, please. They can be replaced with a phone call. Get out of it. Get to the serious part of it. Queen Elizabeth II. All your bloodline kings and queens worldwide. Your high-level Freemasons. Order of the Garter. The OTO. Skull and Bones. If they're a Skull and Bones, man, they should never see the inside of the White House. If you're a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, you disband it. If they're a member, you get them out of Congress and resign as CEOs. That's what you do. That ain't going to happen. Nobody's got the courage to make it happen because they control it anyway. Only for a time being, though. They will fail. It's impossible for the created to defeat the creator. It's not going to happen. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to get down to it. I always like to start slow. And we're going to talk about a lot today. And it'll move into next week as well. Tonight, remind you, we have a Bible study tonight at 7:30 to 9. You see, family, understand something, that they have, and then I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here. They have succeeded in dividing up education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance into different sections that you don't want to connect from their perspective. Don't mix up politics and religion. You see what they've done? When in reality, it's all mixed together. It is the same agenda and conspiracy. We're almost automatic. We're talking about a political issue here, and you're bringing religion into it. You see, it's like taking a sip of water. When in reality, it's all connected. If it's not so connected, how come they worship Lucifer like Buchanan and like Clinton and Carter and the rest of them are Luciferians? And Obama, the whole lot of them, are light workers. They're not Democrats, Republicans, Americans, or Christians, or Muslim or whatever. No, that's the label to divide and separate so you won't connect the dots of who's really behind it all. Oh, it works very well. You see? And if they're female, Eastern Star, or they're into witchcraft. As a matter of fact, there is several months ago, there was a picture of Queen Elizabeth II and her, I use the term very lightly, nursemaid beside her. Except this nursemaid could probably whip out any sumo wrestler I've ever seen before. This nurse beside her had a belt buckle on. And the belt buckle had a Masonic emblem logo in metal, and side beside to it was the pentagram. Satanic pentagram. You can't get more obvious than that. Side by side. Family, that's a witchcraft. We're talking serious witchcraft here. And if you want a copy of it, I can send it to anybody who wants it. It's not a problem. I download these things and keep them. You see, this is serious. This is not some witch mountain hunt or a Disney, you know, TV thing going on. This is real. They murder children. You understand this? They murder children, kidnap in the millions. Every year, 700,000 children are missing, and this is where they go. I find that a problem. CIA is a part of it. Child Protective Service is a part of it. Congresslady Schaefer was coming down hard on the corruption about Child Protective Service. She is shot in the back while she slept, and by her husband, he committed suicide. There's that suicide again. The Child Protective Service provides the children to the CIA that they provide the CEOs, our politicians, and others, members of the Council of Foreign Relations at the highest level, Bohemian Grove, and all the other Luciferians that operate. They need children to use for their alchemy, for their rituals. Sounds crazy, don't it? But it's actually true. Oh, it's all going to come out. It already is, as far as the Vatican goes. Of course, then again, that's what they want you to know, because they're getting ready to have a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. That will bring on the New Age movement. That's what they're heading toward right now. Family, I'm going to focus on suicides for our veterans and give you some ideas about how this works and what they're doing, why they're doing it. And some veterans aren't going to like it because it goes beyond post-traumatic stress. It is being orchestrated by technology, psychotropic drugs, microchip technology, microwave technology. Dedicate the broadcast. Lord, today we thank you for the opportunity we have to come together, Father. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. We lift up to you, Lord, this broadcast, our efforts, Lord, that we want to bring the truth to the air. Father, we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us, Father, to guide us with your Holy Spirit, to give us the words to speak, to bring us together in all in one mind, Father, that will open up the agenda of Lucifer. Open up the agenda of Satan's plan, that, Father, we can reveal it to others. Father, we call upon you with your Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of those involved. Father, you'll convict their soul and to cause derision among them. And, Father, to bring out whistleblowers from this conviction, that they'll step away from their agenda. Father, to give them protection when they step away to become whistleblowers or to sabotage their efforts. And Father, to bring about conversion throughout the land of those who will seek the name of Jesus. Father, to send a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of courage to the veterans coming back, that they, Father, will have divine appointments to someone that loves them, someone that cares, someone, Father, that can bring to them the gospel. So, Father, they can forgive themselves, to have the courage to forgive themselves, the strength to forgive themselves. That, Father, for them to forgive themselves, forgive others, then you can forgive them. That, Father, they deserve it to be forgiven. But, Lord, they got to ask it. We need that help, Lord, because these drugs, this post-traumatic stress is being induced upon them. Lord, many don't know this. They don't understand. And Father, we need some help supernaturally to render null and void the effects of these pills, render null and void the effects of the technology that's being used, and to change the minds and hearts of those in the highest level to turn them away from their evil and to do the right thing and to help those that's being targeted. Father, we pray for the children that's being abducted for these nefarious reasons. And Father, we call upon you to expose those Wicca in the military, to expose those Wicca in the politics, And Father, in the other areas around it, Father, you expose those Wicca for what they are, to tear down their protection. And Father, to reveal to the world who they are, and then seal them with the blood of Jesus, that some can be saved, Father, that they can become whistleblowers and to save others. We pray for our veterans, Lord. We pray for those children being abducted. Father, we pray for healing within our families and protection with the blood of Jesus around our families, around ourselves. And Father, each one is praying. We'll give you a prayer, Lord, of bringing in their sins to you to forgive. And Father, to give us that knowledge and wisdom, discernment, to bring that truth to others. And this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, family, it sounds crazy, and it would actually make many veterans angry for me to say that our own government is targeting our troops. Because then it leaves the implication of sacrifices they've made is not being, can I say, appreciated, to say the least. It goes beyond not being appreciated. It goes into murder. And that's what the Council of Foreign Relations is doing. That's what the Joint Chief of Staff, they either lack the courage. See, what happens is when a general of some kind gets appointed, or a scientist, or a politician, depends what field it is, they go up there to the highest level, say, okay, John, you know, or General Bonatz or whatever, man, you need to sit down a minute. We're going to have a coffee here. Close the door. And they tell them and show them, according to them, how powerful their so-called New World Order has become. But what they're not telling them is something they'll never admit, if they have lost this already. They go to church, they go to mass, they go to whatever services or something. And at the same time, they lose faith in God. How's that work? They think by going to church or mass or whatever they go to, that God ticks off their attendance roster. If they put money in the plate, that's another little star they get that makes it able, them able to do whatever they want to do. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. It counts against them. As recent as this past week, you see, they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's the killer part of it. They have to tell you, and they do it for many reasons. Now, I'm not going down that rabbit trail right now. I don't have time. But I've done a teaching on that before, and of why they have to tell you what they're going to do. God requires his prophets to do the same. You think he would require less of Satan and his minions? No. So now I'm going to let Biden tell you in front of Air Force cadets this past week. You can't get more plainer than this. May the 28th, 2014.
I believe we, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century, in a way consistent with American interest and the common interest.
Now, how much more clear can you get? Now, I hope some of you are sitting there with your mouth gaping open, and some of you are going to be in denial. You can do that if you want to. As a matter of fact, you can get in an outhouse and put it on a railroad track, and you see the train come and jump in the outhouse. You can put a pair of ear protectors on and put a blindfold on and sit in the outhouse all you want and hope you don't hear it, But that train's not going to stop. It's going to turn that outhouse into matchsticks and you in it. And all the denial is not going to stop that train from coming. The reality is here. Our leaders are part of this Luciferian agenda. Every mother, son, and daughter of them. You see?
Thank you very much, Richard. And I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean,
how much more clear can you get? How much farther can you go before you finally wake up and people come together? What's it going to take to finally understand what you're really dealing with? And the people at the highest level are not telling you the truth. You see, now what I'm talking about today is going to upset some people. People may even leave my broadcast. I can't help that. You see? But you can run away and get in that outhouse all you want, but it's not going to stop that train from coming. It's not going to happen. You see? It's about time people stood up and start facing the truth. Now, you can go play a game of golf if you want to this weekend. You can go watch TV all weekend long if you want to. That's the same thing as getting that outhouse, that train coming. You see, and I've given you something to think about now, huh? I can play those games too. So every time you go out to try to run away and deny it, think of yourself getting that outhouse and that train bearing down on it in the middle of the tracks. You see, it's going to turn that outhouse into toothpicks because it's coming. And I know some of you down deep in your heart and soul, you know something down the path. But running away from it's not going to do it. What can I do? You can pray. You can fast. You can send letters to congressmen. Let them know you know. Emails to congressmen. Bring groups together. If they're a Freemason, get them out of there. They start breaking up the meetings. Tell them to shut up. It's that simple. And I don't care if you have a briefing with them, you had a some kind of outing on or a cookout. It don't matter. Cut the friendship, if that need be, and pray for them and move on. Family is serious. You see? Because it's coming down to it. If y'all haven't figured that out yet, then you might as well get a post office box for that outhouse. But it ain't going to be there long because that train's bearing down on you, you see. Jesus Christ is looking for soldiers, and we're not talking M14, M16, or, you know, any of that. We're not talking about that. That's almost silly when you really consider the other alternatives, if you knew what they had already. And the militia, these guys are not doing a good intelligence estimate of what you're really up against. And you got people infiltrated in the Oath Keepers, militia. You've got CIA, you've got NSA, you've got FBI infiltrators. That's probably one of your best friends. They know exactly what's going on. You understand. I don't know how else to make an impact on people. It's the hardest thing I've ever seen. You know, to try to get impact, it's extremely frustrating, to be quite honest with you, to see this coming. And you just want to jump up and down and get a baseball bat, start beating a tree or something, because people just doggone don't listen, and they jump into the outhouse. And they hope the train just somehow, I don't know, jumps the track or something before it gets there. I don't know what to thinking. Council of Foreign Relations.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
I don't find it funny. I find it pathetic. See, Cheney, Bush, Romney, Dole, they're all cousins. They're family members. A bloodline family. The most evil cabal you can only imagine by bloodline. Family relations, you understand. Now, the answer for denial, people in denial will say, oh, we're all part of members. No, you're not. No, you're not. This is a specific bloodline that can be traced back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The impact of what I've just said. This goes to Queen Elizabeth, the Carolingian dynasty, and the Merovingian bloodline. She's a connector between the two bloodlines. It goes back to King John, Charles Maine, all the way back, even Attila the Hun, Muhammad the Prophet, all the way back to pharaohs of Egypt are in this bloodline. Do you understand how massive this is? This is serious business. I don't know how to get across anymore. Now, the Illuminati bloodline. Now, I'm going to say it fast. I'm not going to give you time to copy it down. I don't have time right now. And I'm also going to have the archives up so you can go back on this. But just to give you an idea, very quickly here. The Illuminati bloodlines that they want you to know about are the Rothschilds, which are German because they're Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, changed their name to Rothschild around the 17th, 15th, 16th century, thereabouts. They were Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, Rothschilds. They changed their name to give it a Jewish flavor. Rothschild, Astor, who were virtually wiped out in the Titanic. That's another story. The Bundys, hint, hint. Ever heard of Nevada? Uh-huh. Illuminati. Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedys, the Lee family, L.I., of which the Illuminati, the royal bloodline, that is the revival of the Roman Empire, they're going to wipe out all the Chinese with disease when this Third World War starts. They will not allow them to occupy the United States. They think they will. They will not. They will be eliminated. They don't know that yet, though. The Onassa family, the Greeks. Rockefeller. Oh, there you go. Disney. He's a pedophile. An evil individual. Everything I'm telling you, look it up or not. Suit yourself. Either way, it's up to you to find out these truths. And if you don't like me, great. Challenge what I'm saying and prove me wrong. Disney was a pedophile. They created Walt Disney, Disney World, for the very purpose of manipulating the public. They've done really well with it in witchcraft, sorcery, making it real nice and fuzzy for children. That's where you raise them, you know. The logos that they put up, unbelievable. Russell Van Duyn, V-A-N, space D-U-Y-N, the Merovingian bloodline. That's Queen Elizabeth and all the rest of them. And the Reynolds family. Reynolds tobacco to start the cancer. Reynolds aluminum, aluminum oxide causes dementia. Do you understand this? Each family has a particular assignment. Now, one of the families who reaped exorbitant profits were the Rockefellers in World War I, and they were very eager for the United States to enter the World War I, and they made far more than $200 million on the blood of our soldiers. They didn't make it honestly. They made it by blood. And the Rockefellers formed Council of Foreign Relations, as testimony proves. The fortunes made from World War I were not enough to satiate the huge money appetite of these globalists that I mentioned already. Because 20 years later, they would do the same thing as planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s by FDR, Churchill, his cousin, and the Japanese elite planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. Tested it in 1932 with the military operations. We funded IG Farben chemical cartel that gave all the money to Hitler to get him started in 1928. We funded the Bolshevik Revolution before 1917. Y'all getting the point here? And then to make it look good, we sent 1,200 Marines to fight the Bolshevik after we had funded them already behind the scenes with Wall Street to hide it. I've done my research. I know what the hell I'm talking about. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. Doggone, when somebody going to stand up and do something? All you up there at the top. Because you're on notice. God's going to hammer you like a 10-penny nail in a bucket of sand. You will not escape the wrath of God. It's not going to happen. You see, you're warned at the highest level. And what you're involved in, you will be called out by much higher power than you can only imagine. Admiral Robert Theobald, commander of all destroyers at Pearl Harbor, about the surprise attack at Pearl Harbor, for example, quote, Admiral Robert Theobald, President Roosevelt forced Japan to war and enticed them to initiate hostilities by holding the Pacific Fleet in Hawaii waters as an invitation to that attack. The plans to use Pearl Harbor as the bait started in June 1940, and Roosevelt, Marshall, Army Chief of Staff, of course, and Stark, Admiral Chief of Naval Operations, knew about Pearl Harbor 21 hours before the attack, unquote, Admiral Robert Theobald. Knew about it. They should know about it. They planned it in the mid-1920s. That has everything to do with today. But now I gave you the Illuminati royal bloodlines that they want you to know about. See, they're going to tell you somewhere down the road here that the Illuminati has been defeated. They're going to come up with some kind of operation, whether it's some kind of UFO or some kind of arrest the bad guys kind of nonsense. They're going to tell you they've been arrested, bankers have been taken out, and we've won, and they're a bunch of liars, too. All they're doing is placating the American public. They want you to know about the Illuminati now. You see, and they want you to know about these. But they're not telling you about are the Italian Illuminati that controls the others. I talked about those morning. These are the real Illuminati. They got the houses of Bernadotte in Sweden and the House of Bourbon, Brangaza in Portugal and France, House of Grimaldi in Monaco, Guelph. There's like 13-plus families. And the family names I come up with right quick are the Familia, Este family, the Farnese family, Aldo Brandini family, Orsini family controls the papacy. I say it's pretty important. The Orsini, Italian, not Jewish at all. The Orsini family, Pepe Orsini, controls the Vatican. Yes, he does. The Breakspear family, the Medici family. They're connected with Michelangelo way back when. They're all connected. The Borgia family, B-O-R-J-A, they funded the Jesuits, and the Jesuits are a bunch of murderers going back from the 16th, 14th century. Before that was Alumbrados in Spain. Borgia family funded the Jesuits. The Somgaglia, S-O-M-A-G-L-I-A, Conti, Dichaggi, Colonna, and Gaetana. Family, this goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. You see what you're dealing with? This is all supernatural. It's Luciferian. It's much bigger than you can only imagine. But they lose. You understand this? Because God is on top of it. It's supernatural. And if you say, well, it's not really supernatural, blah, blah, blah. Well, how come they worship Lucifer? Tell me that then. They worship Lucifer, Satan. They believe a new evolution of mankind is coming. Rosicrucians. Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. LaHaye. Missler. A lot of them are members of the Council on National Policy, CNP, which is a member, which is a organization, the Council on National Policy, is a sub-member of the Council of Foreign Relations. You got Palin, Oliver North, Knights of Malta, Pat Robinson, is 33 degree Mason, James Dobson, LaHaye. A lot of religious leaders are members of the Council of National Policy, a secretive right-wing group. Family, do the research on this. See how deep it goes? It's quite amazing, actually. Now, I was listening to internet last week, and I believe what I found was a congressman that was really concerned about the suicides of our veterans. And he doesn't have some of the statistics correct, but I'll give you correct statistics after I let you hear what he had to say in front of Congress. And I believe him to be honest, David Scott, out of Georgia. And I wrote him a roundabout way. I couldn't go directly because I'm from North Carolina. And they don't won't allow certain folks from another state to write a congressman from another state. So I went around, I went and backdoored it. And they actually sent me an email that said, we received your letter and we'll forward it on to him. So I still got it in, supposedly. Well, here's what he had to say about this situation.
The gentleman from Georgia is recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. The issue here before us on this bill, and first let me say I'm a proud co-sponsor of this bill to replace and be able to fire people. But the problem is the first person we need to fire is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Mr. Sandecki himself. Now, we respect him. We respect his sacrifice for this country and everything else, but the buck stops at the top. Here are the facts. 5,600 veterans are committing suicide every year. That's almost 20 every day. Under his watch, in my own hospital in Atlanta, 4 of our soldiers were committed suicide in the hospital. And the very Inspector General of the VA laid the blame directly at the foot of the VA administrations for the lack of management of the death of these soldiers. And when Chairman Miller and I went down and visited them, we asked, is there one more? Is there any more that has committed suicide? No, there's been no more. And they told a damn lie. Because the very next day it was exposed, there was another soldier that committed suicide. And they covered it up. This has been a pattern that's been going on ever since General Sandecki has been the chairman there. I respect his sacrifice. I respect what he did. But it's under his watch that we are in this situation in the hospital out in the western part of this country, where the Washington Post has accurately reported that 40 of our soldiers lost their lives, died because they couldn't get service. Our veterans are the heart and soul of this country. They are precious. And we must not turn our backs on them. I listened to the president today, and I was very disappointed with President Obama today. There was no urgency. Mr. President, we need urgency. We need you to roll up our sleeves and get into these hospitals. We need you to set a pattern if the VA hospitals can't handle it. Let's give partnerships. Can I get another minute? Let's give partnerships
with some of the expired.
Republicans and the other public hospitals.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Yield the gentleman 30 seconds.
The gentleman has yielded 30 more seconds.
God bless you, because that's just facts I want to say. Reports are out that the taxpayers are going to have to pay or have paid $1 billion for medical malpractice. A reputed reputable news organization, Cox Media, WSB Television down in Atlanta, went all over this country. $1 billion the taxpayer are paying because the VA cut off the wrong arm, cut off the wrong leg, the wrong testicle, the wrong kidney. Let me tell you all something, folks. Time. That's what I was just so disturbed about. We don't have time for any more investigations. The reports are in. Jesus Christ himself said, there is no more greater sacrifice than to give your life for your friend. Our soldiers have given their lives on the battlefield for them.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
We need to give our lives up here and give our veterans
the respect that they deserve. The gentleman is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Maine.
You see, that's what we want. But I don't really think he understands how far this goes. I really think there's some congressmen up there that don't understand how deep this agenda really is. You see. And how the technology is orchestrating these suicides. And the veterans that's killing their families and killing 5 and 6 people, they're being used to justify gun control. And when they bring in, and they've already brought in the foreign troops already here, they're already here, Chinese and Russians and Belgium and Islamic terrorists are in Dearborn, Michigan and Detroit. That's what they were designed for. That's what the... While they took out Detroit 20 years ago, was the plan for this. It is a major Islamic population in Dearborn by design. By design, you understand this. In Detroit, the same thing. That's the purpose of it. They have a safe haven to go to when they leave Gitmo to prepare for the takedown of America. And they know our veterans is a well, now, very well experienced in warfare. So they knew this. Therefore, they have to be taken down in order to bring in the North American continent. The New World Order, as Biden talks about. They all know about this. Our Joint Chief of Staff know they are allowing the murder of our troops because they're secret society members. Family, the destruction of the United States began in 1950 with the Korean War, planned to lose. I've got evidence on this. This is not, I'm not speculating anything. I'm telling you exactly. Evidence given by diary of General Douglas MacArthur confirms it. Oh, absolutely. Same thing about Vietnam. It was planned to lose. The Agent Orange and the glycerol factory given to Russians in 1966, and Agent Orange was the purpose specifically, was not vegetation, to eliminate vegetation. It was to start the cancer. Same thing about the Gofor syndrome from a derivative of HIV or Ebola. It was designed and it worked perfectly. And some other areas of the Gofor syndrome. To start the killing process of those baby boomers that began in the 1950s. It's confirmed by CDC that 98 million Americans received a polio vaccine with virus, with cancer virus cells put inside of it. That's confirmed. Look it up right now while I'm talking. Do it. Find out what I'm telling you is true. Family, this is a big conspiracy. This thing is controlled at the highest level. What can I do about it, you say? Pray, fast, inform. Because it is a supernatural war you're dealing with. There's no way around it. This involves even the far as not only the troop suicides, but feminism. It involves the takedown of the schools. Family, the round table consists of the United Nations. You ever heard this one? Trilateral Commission. The Royal Institute of National Affairs, Illuminati in Europe. The Council of Foreign Relations, Illuminati in the United States. Gorbachev Foundation. And the Club of Rome for depopulation. Depopulation plan, that means to kill populations, let's call it what it is. Kissinger and Haig, 1973. And to further it, update it, was Jimmy Bob Carter, peanut farmer, a Luciferian, fake Christian, in Global 2000. Look it up. He also set it up so the Chinese could move into Panama Canal by signing a treaty to remove the United States from the Panama Canal, thereby leaving a vacuum that the Chinese would fill up with jobs and so forth to be accepted so they could build bases in Mexico. And Billy Bob Carter, they're all Billy Bob to me, Billy Bob Carter, Billy Bob Clinton, in 1993, was going to turn over the naval, turn over Long Beach Naval Base to the Chinese. Costco! That's how they bring in military equipment. And then later, from 93 to 99, was the planning for the foreign trade zones. Because they bought our debt. We need collateral. So they give them land. That's what Hillary is all about. And Wesley Clark and all the rest of them. Wesley Clark's up to his nose and eyeballs. Hell, he tried to start World War III in June of 1999. Look it up right now. The general who tried to start World War III, Wesley Clark. Link it up with General Michael Jackson, who refused an order from Carter. They're all mixed up. They're all part of this nonsense. Wesley Clark, he refused an order, which good for him. Wesley Clark is Powder Puff Clark, a Rhodes Scholar. That should tell you right there. All Rhodes Scholars, no matter who it is a member of the Illuminati, or they would not be a Rhodes Scholar. That's the purpose of the Rhodes Scholarship. Look up Cecil Rhodes and be amazed. Family, it's all connected together. You understand? Now, I'm going to be going back and forth with this. I want to talk about the troop suicides. Now, we got an hour to go. And, family, do not take my word for this. And if you don't like me, just listen because you want to find something wrong, please do. I want you to. I want you to research it. Heck, take an hour of your time. Go back on the archives and copy down some of these words I've used and go after it. And don't even ask me to give you the links, because you know I would give you the links that I found and so forth. Well, find them yourself. And I mean that in a nice way. That you will be convinced of your own, or not. And if you find me wrong, show me. I don't know it all by no stretch of imagination. But I've done some obsessive research. I mean obsessive. Call it what you want, psychiatrist. But I love it. Because I want to bring the truth out is what I want to do. Now, and those people don't scare me none whatsoever. I was a Marine for 12 years, and I joined the Marine Corps to fight and die if I had to for my country. Of course, when I did all this, and after 75, I had no idea that every single war was set up since the Revolutionary War. It was all pre-planned. I had no idea. History books are a bunch of baloney. It's all trash. History is written by the victors. History, in our American history, was always pre-planned to take place. These teachers using history books ought to be ashamed of themselves. Your Harvard professors, it's history doctorate. I'd rather read a Mother Goose rhyme because they're liars. That Harvard, Yale, Princeton, MIT, all of them are members of the Illuminati through the Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, heck. Might as well just name them off. I already named everybody else. 1993, I can tell you right off the get-go, education CFR members. 300 educators, included 30 presidents of premier colleges and universities, are on the CFR roll. And those institutions include the following, I quote, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, of course, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University. I imagine since 1993, the roles have increased with the number of members from the Council of Foreign Relations. They pull them in, and they fall in the quicksand, and they die, except they don't know they're dead yet. If you look up the antidepressants and school shootings, suicides, and addictions, you'll be amazed at what they talk about. You see, it's unbelievable.
This is 911. Who is this? Where is your sister? What is she trying to do? Take pills?
What? No, my dad's home now.
Our beautiful little girl Candace died by hanging 4 days after ingesting 100 milligrams of Zoloft.
Matt violently and with great difficulty took his own life.
She ended the night by cutting her wrist.
I found Jacob hanging from the rafter in our attic.
It wasn't the disease that caused my daughter to viciously mutilate herself. It was the drug.
These parents believe the drug companies had evidence there was a risk, but never told them.
I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Caitlin Elizabeth McIntosh. Well, it's actually only a two-dimensional image of her, but it's all I have left. She died of suicide at age 12 years, 3 months, just 8 weeks after being put on Paxil and then Zoloft.
Our daughter Julie had been excited about college and had scored 1,300 in her SATs several weeks before her death. Instead of picking out colleges with our daughter, my wife and I had to pick out a cemetery plot for her. Instead of looking forward to visiting Julie at school, we now visit her grave.
On September 9, 2001, in a state of confusion and hopelessness, I put a .38 Special Smith & Wesson revolver under my chin and pulled the trigger.
I went from being a shy and mildly depressed but never suicidal kid to being overcome with thoughts of hurting and killing myself while on the SSRI drugs, thoughts which I acted on.
He told me, I cannot stand the way this drug makes me feel. 2 days later, he committed suicide.
How do you erase the picture of your child trying to run in front of a moving car?
Would you people put your children on this drug? Would you take it yourselves?
A lot of the people who spoke this morning, the picture that was presented of their child or someone they knew was not someone who was very, very ill. It was someone who had relatively minor type findings who were put on these drugs with terrible consequences.
Dr. David Healy is a world-renowned expert on antidepressant drugs, and he joins me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me.
I actually use drugs to treat people who've mm-hmm. got problems with their nerves. I used them when they came out first, and I use them still. And GPs prescribe them in good faith because they think these things are
really
harmless.
Yes.
When in actual fact, they aren't.
I think what's happening is we're not just picking up people who were ill and need to be treated. We've gone way, way beyond that and are actually making people ill.
I want to ask the question of what kind of society have we become when increasingly it seems pharmaceutical companies can get drugs on the market which haven't been shown to work and which have been claimed to be safe and effective when they aren't.
Oh, this is about money. This is not about science.
The pharmaceutical industry has systematically misled physicians and patients.
The bottom line, we don't really know what these drugs are doing in real live human beings. When you look at all of the documents, you see a pattern of misleading doctors who then unwittingly mislead patients. This is a betrayal of the public trust in physicians behind the scenes by the industry, and it must stop.
Harvard psychiatrist Joseph Glenn Mullen consults for lawyers suing antidepressant manufacturers. He prescribes these drugs to patients, but says he closely monitors them because he's seen extreme and dangerous reactions in some patients.
People who were not suicidal before I put them on the drug, who very clearly became agitated, sleepless, restlessness, and completely preoccupied with suicidal thoughts. And when I took them off the drug, it went away.
2 years ago, 16-year-old Corey Badsgard took a rifle to his high school and held 23 classmates hostage.
Describe around that time how you were feeling.
In the morning, I didn't feel like going to school. I felt sick, didn't feel like really, you know, like I could get up very well. And so I went back to bed, and next thing I remember, I'm in juvie in the detention center where I used to live.
And no doubt that the medication did this. I mean, he had amnesia, you know, hallucinations earlier. Abnormal dreams, which are all side effects of the medication.
That morning, Corey was on a mix of antidepressants prescribed for what doctors called situational depression. His father says the pills turned Corey from a sensitive teenage boy to a volatile marauder, susceptible to blind rage.
He was never a violent kid. I mean, he's always been a good kid, loved us, hugged us all. You know, he's never watched violent videos, and until the medication, he started, you know, after that, then we realized that he was having aggression problems and, you know, was out of character.
At Fox News, we found the Badsgard story with antidepressants compelling, so we investigated further. We found a disturbing number of recent school shooters were either on medication or were experiencing withdrawal.
The list includes 15-year-old Kip Kinkle withdrawing from Prozac when he shot 22 classmates, killing two, after murdering his mother and stepfather at his home in Springfield, Oregon. 18-year-old Jason Hoffman on Effexor and Celexa, and he opened fire at his California high school, wounding five. 15-year-old Sean Cooper on a mix of antidepressants when he shot students in Idaho. 15-year-old T.J. Solomon, also on a mix of antidepressants, when he aimed his shotgun at classmates in Conyers, Georgia, wounding six. And 17-year-old Eric Harris, on Luvox, when he and partner Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher in the bloodiest school massacre yet, Columbine.
One of the things that in the past we have known about depression is that it very, very rarely leads to violence. It's only been since the advent of these new SSRI drugs that we have murderers, sometimes even mass murderers, taking antidepressant drugs.
What's going to happen to you when some months or some years up the road you actually try to halt this drug?
You have these sudden electrical jolts.
Electric shock sensation.
I couldn't walk.
Incredibly fatigued.
I could hardly talk.
I used to get the shakes.
Pins and needles.
Extreme vertigo.
Violent dizzy spells.
I fainted a couple of times.
Chest pain.
I couldn't sleep.
Stomach spasms.
Migraine headaches.
The nervousness.
Racing thoughts.
Anxiety attacks.
Heightened emotional sensitivity.
Crying spells.
I was very angry.
I was in actual physical pain from these zaps. I mean, they just go through your whole body. And it's not only the zaps and getting sick. It just feels like all the panic attacks that you've missed from taking the drug are now bottling out of you like at an uncontrollable rate.
Doctors are told, our drugs don't cause withdrawal. They cause something called discontinuation syndrome, but That's transient and mild. Don't worry about it too much.
Physicians miss that ultimately they're the consumers, but there's this weird market here because I consume by putting pills in your mouth, and you're the one who's going to have to suffer the consequences of things if they go wrong.
Now, I'm going to take you beyond this, something they don't know, apparently. First of all, it's not the psychiatrist. It's what they're being ordered to do, and they're doing it willingly because they're Freemasons, or they're into the warlock business, or they're into Wicca, and they're under a blood oath not to tell you the truth. It goes beyond psychiatrists experimenting. That's almost silly. It goes to the Council of Foreign Relations. It goes to the highest level of government that's controlled by the Vatican and the Italian Illuminati, you understand, with a worldwide conspiracy to eliminate U.S. servicemen so it will not be a problem when the New World Order takes over, as Biden was talking about. This is a bigger picture. I don't look at the small stuff. I look at the big picture. They're under a blood oath not to tell the truth. That's why they use doctors, lawyers, in the medical field, the political field, and they make them a Freemason at the highest level, and they're under a blood oath not to tell you. Matter of fact, they swear to God not to tell the truth. How's that work? How do you do that and go to church at the same time? Anyway, second part. It's not the guns. It's the Illuminati that's causing the people to shoot the guns. By design. By technology. Now we'll take you a step further. The use of the drugs, LSD, marijuana, bath salts as they call it, all the different drugs attract a different demonic entity. Those drugs wear down your conscious control. Well, obviously, but it opens up portals in your body, allowing demonic possession. That's why they change. That's the purpose. That's the reasons why. It's not just the drug. It's the demonic entity that's allowed to enter in because of that conscious, voluntary taking of this drug. The microchips that's been put in since 1970s. Also allows possession and control of the body. Mark of the Beast. 1973. Smuggled out, someone did, in a Xerox nightmare. I got a copy of the darn thing. It's a 92-page monograph. The title of it is called The Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. Whew, what a long title. Now, this particular document that's nowadays hard to get a hold of because they're catching on, people are catching on. I'll describe it quickly. It was funded by the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, of course. Does the health care bill come to mind? Anyway, hint, hint. The Health, Education, and Welfare Department, the thesis was that social or cultural or finally political rehabilitation began inside the nervous system of the citizen or soldier. In this study, by Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzabel of Harvard. Dr. Ralph Schwetzabel was in Harvard, and his evil twin brother, Robert, was another engineer. They're twin brothers, twin evil. Schwetzabel, S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-G-E-B-E-L. What they did was, on the test subjects of homosexuals in prison. A number of them were picked, and they figured that would get them through the Eighth Amendment. What they did was they implanted a miniaturized radio transmitter in the body or the brain that would monitor and transmit the conversations, locations, and even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours per day. And this report explained that sewed up inside the subject's body, along with a transponder, would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device. Kind of like having your own implanted taser. Isn't that convenient? And so this device would deliver punishment to this offender, the test subject, anywhere in the world. And yes, electronics expert, they had the technology back then. So who are these offenders or subjects they're talking about? Well, the author of this debacle was Professor Ralph Schwetzbel of Harvard, and he dwelled on homosexuals. But later, when you read the monograph, they talk about offenders' financial matters, disputes over financial obligations, and socially troublesome persons. That can cover a whole gambit, can it? And so the paper itself is 1973, it predicted micro miniaturization, and that would permit almost near permanent intracranial stimulation. Can anyone say the mark of the beast and the digital tattoo that they're getting ready to put on people's bodies through the health care bill? Can anybody say mark of the beast here, by the way? Now, this new program was related to civil rather than criminal situations. So by that, it was assured that the cruel and unusual punishment, that clause, Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, would not prevent or present any serious obstacle to the implementing the plan. And the Constitution, you don't have one. They lied. 1938, it was rendered null and void. And these Freemason lawyers and judges, they know that. They're just placating the American public to make people believe that the Constitution is still valid. It is absolutely not. Since 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad, a federal court ruling put down the Constitution. And if they didn't have the court ruling, the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act, kind of like an updated War Powers Act, during the time of national emergency, would render null and void the U.S. Constitution. In fact, that goes back to the 1980s. And that goes back to the 1940s, actually, when FDR was planning a dictatorship in the United States. He was a liar and a traitor to this country, as was Nixon, Reagan, and every single president we've ever had have been traitors to this country, except for Andrew Jackson, George Washington, John Adams, Lincoln, JFK, McKinley. And they pretty much all have something in common. I'll let you think about it for a second, of what I'm talking about. Because what I'm talking about is deep, it's intimidating, and it makes your mind go spin around in circles. And if you're new listening to me, well, I'm sorry, but I just don't have time to explain everything right now. But anything I know, anybody can find if you just take the time to look for it. If I found it, anybody can find it. National Defense Authorization Act goes back to Reagan, pretty much.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giuffrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giuffrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the church.
So, back to what I was talking about. This device that was 1973. Did you know that in the same organization that North was in, that in 1973, a National Security Agency computer specialist, the same period of time that this study was going on, he proposed attaching miniaturized electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. And the transponder would transmit the wearer's location by radio to a computer and could be used for arrests following riots or confrontations and monitoring aliens and political subgroups. That would include militia, oath keepers, whoever else they want to. They can do it by vaccines now with nanobot technology. They do it by military when they put them in vaccines when they go into military, especially overseas. 7,800 veterans are suing the DOD and CIA for septal implants of these devices in the brain. 7,800 since 2010. Back to 1973. You see, these devices are the bitter fruits of rapidly developing field that, well, kind of euphemistically, it's called behavior engineering. And Dr. Robert Schwitzbell, who's the evil twin brother of Ralph, they were urging at that time in 1973 for government to consider increased uses of devices that they said, quote, designed to control group behavior. Now, can anybody say flash mobs? Isn't that cute? Flash mobs the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, singing Christmas carols, at malls and on subway trains. It's all nice, but I had predicted. I said, nope. They're preparing, get people used to these mobs. And they're going to start forming these mobs, as I said before. And then they're going to use them for crashing, looting, and riots. All they got to do is target these mobs, whether it's a nice little singing get-together and on the town square, with ELF transmission of 10 to 11 hertz, and you get yourself a riot, and they don't even know it's going to hit them. It's already started. They're already crashing in some buildings and businesses in mobs. Flash mob, flash burglaries. It's already happening. This is in preparation for what's coming. Now, they knew that the government spent much of its budgets on prisons and police and judges and social control hardware. So Schwitzbell, at that time in 1973-74, he proposed at that point to shift a small portion of the defense budget to the development of weaponry for device for measuring and controlling, reinforcing desirable behaviors. And don't you know, from their perspective, desirable behavior will be orchestrated suicides. Are you all connecting these dots here? You know that the government could easily accomplish this. He added that, quote, because 80% of the manufacturing assets in the United States is controlled by about 2,000 of the largest corporations. It's now down to 6. Barton Ingraham of Berkeley School of Criminology, he suggested actually that further control could be achieved pretty much through recent developments they had in electrophysiology. They would have complete and continuous surveillance of a person who they would consider demonstrated criminal tendencies. A returning veteran who would be an obstacle for a European takeover would certainly be, in their consideration, a criminal tendency. And that's what they're doing right now. Someone better tell Paul Rykoff of the Council of Foreign Relations that formed this group to help veteran suicides, help control it. Somebody better inform him of the evil he's involved in. God forbid he already knows it. I'm just assuming he doesn't know he's involved with the devil. He is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That's a fact. Now, they intended here have automatic deterrence or kind of blocking of the criminal activity by electronic stimulation of the brain prior to the commission of the act is also feasible. They could detect when the person is going to commit a crime and then block that thought. Man, this goes back 20, 30 years ago. Did they not put this in movies or something? See, they put it where you can see it and think, well, that's just fiction. That's science fiction. No, these are actual studies that's been done and test groups. It's actually already accomplished. Electrical impulses injected into the brain can, in fact, induce, inhibit, or modify movement, desire, rage, aggression, fear, pain, and pleasure. I've talked about this a couple weeks ago. And I played some studies on from the YouTube of actual studies that was conducted. At the Yale School of Medicine, Dr. Jose Delgado, he implanted radio transceivers in the heads of his experimental animals, which included bulls. And the subjects, and what it did was, they could monitor and control their activities of these animals and their emotions from distant location. Kind of like a human drone. Y'all picking up here what I'm talking about? So the computers have already been tested in subjects in mental hospitals. Machines were programmed for undesirable behavior and sent out inhibitory instructions to control their behavior. Don't you know that they used high-level technology on the citizens of Iraq, Afghanistan, and their soldiers have seen it, and they don't want them coming back here talking about it. Do you understand what I've just said? In The Physical Control of the Mind, written by Delgado, Physical Control of the Mind by Delgado, his work was funded in part by the government. He predicted that the mind could become a master control of human behavior by means of man-made plans and instruments. And that that actually the law and order could be maintained through brain control would, quote, he says, require a government with virtually total power, unquote. And Ingraham was thinking ahead because he saw several things in the favor. It would be completely effective. It would also obviate the need for massive changes in the social system, and it would be relatively cheap. So it falls out of the oral modalities and psychotherapy. So they could administer the drugs through the microchip, through the digital tattoo. They already have Norman Rockwell kind of commercials where your dear old grandmother can receive her medication through the digital tattoo. Can you imagine? And they're getting ready to to allow marijuana to be used. They're going to make it legal. They've already tested the citizens and hit it that, oh, it can cure cancer. And it's illegal. So therefore the government must be making it illegal because it can cure cancer. We want it to be made legal. Oh, okay, we'll make it legal. That's what they want. Because you see, the drugs, the marijuana, peyote, anything that makes you, quote unquote, high, including drugs, alcohol, opens up portals on your body. It causes a conscious. Have you ever had a DUI? Ever heard of that before? Ever heard of high on drugs before? What do you think that means? It takes down your conscious control of your soul, allows entry of supernatural beings inside your body. Now, those that's hearing this, I hope you're my regular listeners. If you're brand new, oh Lordy, I don't know what to tell you, but it's actually true what I'm telling you. How deep this really goes. So, by this system, Delgado said it fell out of the oral modalities and psychotherapy, and for those people that can afford to talk to a counselor or Dr. Phil, while the poor enjoy chemotherapy, shock therapy, and psychosurgery. Family, they're way past that now. They can trace your DNA from the satellite. That's why they want the blood samples. They can trace DNA, and the microchips enhances your DNA signature from space, where they can read it with satellite technology. So when people say, well, Tom, or whoever is writing, I'm going off the grid, man. I'm going to get my animals, and we're getting out of here. I said, where are you going to go? We're going to go off the grid, man. You got to be kidding me. They have no idea. They could be electrical engineer. Apparently, they don't understand the technology that they're up against. There's no getting off the grid. That's not possible. Because they can track your DNA signature. And if you breathe, you're breathing in the microchips. Family, this is all supernatural. The idea is to allow portals inside your body that these demonic entities can invade and to track you through satellite technology. And then to deliver to your body these ELF transmissions. Now, if you have taken Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're born again, you have a major weapon against these people. This is the bottom line. And I'm not mixing religion and politics or science because it's already mixed. This is what they're using. It's how they do it. This is what's going on in the background. There's a film out, documentary film. It's titled The Hidden Enemy, and it's inside psychiatry's covert agenda. Of course, now we've talked now for the past hour and a half, and you know it's way past the psychiatrist. It's way past them. They're nothing but throwaways and dime a dozen. They're not controlling it. They're talking about the extent of suicides, domestic violence among our military personnel, and the scale and scope of their drugging by psychiatric staff, and both during and after their active duty services. And so we've been, as troops in one way or another, guinea pigs. For some people have been guinea pigs, especially the past 20, 30 years, for psychiatric drugs and questionable benefits and horrendous side effects has been going on. HPV vaccination, that's another story. I've already talked about that and blown that one out of the water. But recently, back to the suicides. The shootings at Fort Hood and Washington Navy Yard were linked to psychiatric drugs. The drugs open up portals. The shooting helps justify taking away weapons. And it's practice when they turn each other against people and each other. 22 to 26 suicides are committed every day, if not more. Probably more. In 2012, more active duty soldiers died from suicide than were killed in battle. And there's a questionnaire used to screen military personnel for depression and PTSD, and it's copyrighted by Pfizer. They manufactured the antidepressant Zoloft. Now you see why I laid the groundwork already. And this includes other psychiatric drugs. You know that 85% of military suicides had never seen combat? More than 60% of suicides in the military were taking antidepressants or recently undergoing outpatient psychiatric treatment. And the antipsychotic drug Seroquel is referred to by soldiers and veterans as Seroquel because its implications in cases of cardiac arrest and sudden death. Maybe I'll give you a few minutes to take a deep breath. I've been laying out a lot of information here. And, I just don't have much time. I don't think we all have much time. Somebody's got to do something. It's not going to come from the military. It's not going to come from the government. It's not going to come from these secret societies or from our chiefs of staff. It's going to come from Jesus Christ, literally, the Holy Spirit. That is the answer. In a report I read, some have claimed that the spate of self-harm is because of the stresses of war. But the facts reveal that 85% of military suicides have not seen combat, and 52% never even deployed. What's with that? I just told you what it's about. According to that documentary, The Hidden Enemy, Inside Psychiatry's Covert Agenda, all the evidence points in one direction. The soaring rates of psychiatric drugs that's prescribed since 2003. And the known medication side effects of the drugs are increased aggression, suicidal thinking, and reflected similar uptrends in the rates of military, domestic violence, child abuse, and sex crimes, as well as self-harm. Now, do you know that self-harm is not only from the military, but young girls that cut themselves? This is from demonic possession, family. It's demonic possession. The drugs open portals is what really happens. The post-traumatic stress has been induced upon our soldiers and Marines. By design. And for the reason I told you, because you'll find already there's about 1,000 Spetsnaz coming in every month in the United States. They're going to deep underground military bases. Chinese are already here in the military full force. as allowed by our government. It's nothing new. It goes back to the 1920s. Except that up till 1993, the U.S. government was thinking about or planning to use American military against citizens. That's pretty dumb. FDR had planned it. They had planned it in 1960s, but that got thwarted. Nixon planned a military coup. I got the details on that. Reagan, Giafrida, Oliver North, 1980-47. Rex 84. Northwoods operation. And 1999 was supposed to be World War III, but never happened. You see, God's in control. God is in control. But when they start passing these, and then you notice there's a fervor of passing the laws to allow same-sex marriages, to legalize drugs. They're working on child euthanasia to allow a child to decide to kill themselves in Oregon. Y'all paying attention to that one? I bet nobody knows about it. Once that passes, it'll be made nationwide. Then they'll sign the International Rights of the Child, and the children can elect to commit suicide because they're tired of being disabled or other reasons now. You see how it works with Zoloft, ADHD, and they make a wrong decision. You parents cannot do anything about it because the International Rights of the Child will override any so-called constitution. Family, I know what they're doing. And this is what they're sneaking up on you while everybody's watching some stupid golf or some, the Southern 500 watching cars go around in circles. There it goes. What's it doing? Go around in a circle. How many laps is it? 395. What are they doing now? Go around in a circle. We're 400 laps now, right? Yeah. What are they doing? They're going around in a circle. What did Tiger Woods do? Hit a little white ball in a little old hole. There you go. Wasn't that fun? Did you see it? Yeah, with a pair of binoculars. I got a piece of grass here. I got an envelope for remembrance. You got to be kidding me. See what they got us doing? That's the purpose of all this. How about mixed martial arts? It goes back to the days of the gladiators. But we just love that, don't we? Get blood all over the... I was in martial arts for 30 years. I fought in a couple of knockout matches. It's fun. But I didn't know what I know now. Family, it's called Blood Games. Blood Games can be found in the Iron Mount Report, 1966. To control populations in the time of peace. It's listed in the Illuminati Report, Iron Mount Report. It's called Blood Games. And it works perfectly. It's got us all in tune, locked in, just like they did in the days of the gladiators. There's nothing different. Family, it's all controlled. It's all connected together. But you don't think they haven't tried that? I've read this before. I'll read it again. March 4th, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and 6 years after a military coup of the U.S. government was planned, and the whistle was blown by Major General Smedley D. Butler in 1933-34. FDR said behind closed doors was not to be released, but a senator wrote down the quote by FDR, and about 10 years after the quote, the senator gave this quote to William G. Carr, who then put it in his book in 1955 called Red Fog of America. And this summarizes what every president works toward behind the scenes that you all don't know. I will quote FDR, four-time elected president, who helped plan Pearl Harbor. Churchill and J.P. Morgan planned the Lusitania. Sinking to the main was a false flag. Confirmed. Well, President Roosevelt was planning a dictatorship. I quote FDR behind closed doors in the audience of three congressional committees. And Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, was a member of one of those committees, wrote down the quote word for word by FDR. And FDR said, begin quote, "I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people," and that's Illuminati, by the way, "ahead of all instruments," those are the American citizens. It's a euphemism. Quote, "I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people. As far as a democracy is concerned, it does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program," unquote, FDR. Now, I thought that was a little bit out there. But then I did some research, and I found out that almost exactly a century before this quote, a cousin of FDR, an ancestral cousin, called Clinton Roosevelt, he published in America in 1841 a document called The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws. The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws. I have a copy of it. You understand this? And what that was is a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest of Frankfurt University in Germany. And this so-called renegade Jesuit priest, he wasn't renegade. He was contracted by the Rothschild in 1700s, who directed this world revolutionary movement of what I'm talking about right now, and a conspiracy of Satan. And he passed that on to Karl Marx. Who in 1848 then was given credit for writing the Communist Manifesto based on that document I just told you about. It goes back to 1700s. Family, their long-range plans back to 1841 required war between 1841 and 1945. Was already pre-planned. And in order to take down the military further, in fact, not only the suicides, not only these other things I'm telling you about, but Billy Bob Clinton in 1993 said, "Don't ask, don't tell." Remember that? I was a recruiting officer in Buffalo, New York in 1978. I was a lieutenant at the federal building in Buffalo, New York. And you would ask the recruit, "You ever been involved in homosexual activities?" "Yes, I have." "Well, sorry, you're not eligible." "But bye." Out of here. But then in 1993, it was "don't ask, don't tell." Now, why would he do that? Because you know straight male and homosexual male do not get along in the doggone showers. The Joint Chief of Staff, they know that too. That's why I did it. That was one more effort to break down the cohesion of U.S. military. And it worked perfectly. Because the plan was to pull them in, homosexuals, and then, whether it was Bush or Obama, whoever president ended up being appointed, would then say, "Now you can come out of the closet." And they made sure you knew it, because they had a Marine propose to another homosexual Marine on the White House lawn to make sure it was made public. And boy, it worked perfectly. Regular officers were resigning, retiring, and getting out. That's exactly what they wanted. As a matter of fact, there's like, was 11,000, 12,000 sexual assaults of male to male occurred in 2012. Oh, I'm sorry. Nope. 15,000. And it was 12,000 female assaults. To break down the cohesion of the U.S. military. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you something else. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, naturally, of the Billy Bob Clinton administration in 1990s, she submitted a report to the Civil Rights Commission and her previous court opinions. Part of this thing said, and I quote, draft women in the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. And the purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. And they knew, they couldn't put this report, that sexual assaults would go over the scale. And it has done exactly that. Why? To divide the U.S. military so they can invade this country as allowed by our own government, controlled by the Jesuits and the Illuminati and the secret societies to set up the North American Union. Family was planned back in 1425. Sir Francis Bacon wrote the New Atlantis to be in the North American continent. Fam, this conspiracy goes back as far back as you want to go. I've traced it. I have the evidence. I have the connecting dots. And all I'm trying to do in this two-hour period is try to get across to people. I don't write books. I don't get across in TV programs, all that stuff. I don't care. I don't want it. You see, I don't get into all this stuff. I don't make CDs. I don't say buy my CDs for $9. I don't get into all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with it, I guess. I don't know. But it's not my game. My game is to get you the truth and I move on. That's it. God don't want me making no money off of this. He don't want me writing CDs and books or whatever. He wants me to get the truth out. And that's it. You see, that's how I see it. I don't want no money off of this. You know? That's not what it's about. It's about getting the truth out and accepting Jesus as your Savior. Because that is the answer. And this is not mixing religion and politics. It's speaking about the reality. And they're targeting our troops. Sexual assaults. The feminist movement was created by the Rockefellers, funded by the Rockefellers, to divide the families. Look up Lenin. To destroy a country, you destroy the family. Brought Chisholm, 1945, 1946. Remember, I told you when they started? I quote Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Now, I always take it a step further. They're the ones in the internet, alternate TV, radio, news to show you how worthless the government is. Kind of like what I'm doing now. But they're contracted to do that. They want you to know how worthless the Illuminati is, how worthless, how evil they are, how worthless your government is and all this. They want you to know. Now, why? Because they got a replacement for you to bring peace. Yeah, and they control it. And it's worse than the first. It's called the New World Order. In the Human Manifesto, you'll read one part of it. Quote, they believe their traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. How sick is that? That's how they do it. So the suicides, the bringing women in the military and then using affirmative action. And Panetta, in June of last year, fulfilled Ruth Bader Ginsburg's plan by lifting the ban on women in frontline units. They're going to start sending them to rear area artillery units. Can you imagine a woman picking up a big 155? They know this already. Can you imagine the sexual assaults that's going to happen, both male and female? Family, this is bigger than people can even imagine. And they're doing it to reduce the effectiveness of our military. Because why? They trained us well. From 1897 all the way up to 1945. If it continued on, there'd be no way any military force in the world could take over the United States. We kicked their little honey butts back to whatever country they came from, and then some. They know that. That's why our own government, led by the Jesuits, controlled by the Vatican and the secret societies, controlled by the Illuminati, who's controlled by Satan, Sanat Kumara, to reduce the effectiveness of the pit bull dog they call us. They trained us well. That's why it's taken them over almost two generations to take us down from the inside. And that's what's going on with these drugs, the suicides being orchestrated, the feminist movement, sexual assaults. All this is being allowed and pushed into play in a very incredible plan by the Council of Foreign Relations. They call it drugging the military and profiting from PTSD. Oh, it goes way beyond that. Then we're coming to the end of the program. I got another hour I could talk. Not a problem, but we come to close. Tonight, Bible study. And we'll talk about a lot of things tonight. Hour and a half, from 7:30 to 9. And let y'all know we're played out at, up Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey in highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, yeah, John Kirkler, highpointradio.net. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. He's got sponsors up there, and he plays our programs randomly in his archives. Also, KBLU Radio plays our programs and Bible studies. Sometimes they simulcast it. Family, this is so controlled, it's beyond the imagination. I've got here 25 goals of the Satanic Illuminati New World Order. I can talk about that next week to show you what they're really involved in. How deep this really goes, I'll talk about next week. One is to infiltrate in the secret Freemasons to use them for Illuminati purposes. Detailed plans for resolutions discuss the art of street fighting, which is necessary to bring the population into a speedy subjection. It just goes on and on. Build up armaments with police forces and soldiers sufficient to protect our needs. They're going to eliminate police departments, and they've got 185,000 former felons that are well-trained in the Christian Identity Program, multilingual, college-educated, that's already infiltrated into police departments, and they're the ones doing the killing, the tasing, and identifying good police officers. To take them out, the New World Order takes over. Family, it's time to come to Jesus. There's your answer. And if anything, he'll prolong what's happening because he wishes that none should perish but have everlasting life. That's why it's taking this long now. We think, why don't he come now? Why don't he come now? Because he wants others to repent. And those that's doing all this evil will not get away with it. It is not possible. their judgment will fall upon them. That's 100% guarantee and a promise from God. There's nothing they can do about it except they themselves repent unless they're provided a reprobate mind and God's cut them off. There will be no repentance allowed. That's in the Bible. Because they've gone too far. Every human being on the face of this planet that's ever lived since Adam and Eve will be judged in one of two judgments. The judgment seat of Christ for those who accepted Jesus. And those that didn't know Jesus before he was born and resurrected and died and then ascended. That's why he went to paradise to preach to them that never saw him. They saw him and then they went from paradise to heaven. And then thereafter, everybody's been given the opportunity. And when everybody's been given the opportunity, according to God, it's his ball, not ours, then it will begin the tribulations. That's in his business, not ours. Ours is his work. His work is to witness to others the love of Jesus, but also to preach what's going to happen if they don't. It's not fear. It's warning them. He don't want to go there. And these preachers are failing in the churches, the cathedrals, and the synagogues. They're failing miserably. Using corrupt Bibles except for the King James. They have no idea what they're doing. God's going to judge them very harshly for what they're doing as churches today. The Laodicean church is at its full steam ahead. Family, I got to go. Next week, I'll cover some details about the Illuminati. We'll talk more about the suicides. I'm just going to hit it next week, hit the ground running as long as I can go. So y'all have a great night, family. Know that Jesus Christ won the cross. They will not win. It's impossible. But we have to go through those tribulations. Whether rapture is mid-trib or whatever, man, don't worry about all that mess. That's God's business. You just worry about accepting Jesus as your Savior. And then when you have, you kind of pass the word. Because you'll be leading some too. The celebration of one soul that comes to Jesus is throughout heaven. Just one soul. But Satan wants that one soul not to. They're using drugs and everything else to keep people from it. That's how it all connects together. They don't want you connecting the dots. But about time we start connecting the dots, y'all. Family, y'all have a great weekend. Rest in the arms of God through Jesus Christ. And get ready. Because that time's coming. And I'll see y'all tonight for those who want to join me in Bible study on a Friday night. And see y'all next week. All goes well. One never knows these days, you know. But when you're protected by Jesus, even if death, you're still protected by Jesus. Hey, you just get there sooner. I don't see the problem. Because when you die, you never die. Your soul goes to heaven or hell. One of two places. Your body goes to sleep until the judgments. That's where you are. That's what's going on. Y'all better think about that, praying and fasting. You might have to teach those preachers a thing or two out there, too. Y'all have a good night now, and we'll see y'all next week. God bless. Good night. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.